Lashiel existed only in my thoughts, after all. My head, I told her. My rules. We aren't finished. She turned to face me, and her eyes suddenly glowed with orange and amber and scarlet flickers of hellfire. It was the only non-black thing about her. See, here's the thing, I said. My inner evil twin might have a lot of impulses I'd rather not indulge, but he isn't a stranger. He's me. Yes, he is. Full of anger, full of the need for power, full of hate. She smiled, and her teeth were white and quite pointy. He just doesn't lie to himself about it. I don't lie to myself, I responded. Anger is just anger. It isn't good, it isn't bad. It just is. What you do with it is what matters. It's like anything else. You can use it to build or to destroy. You just have to make the choice. Constructive anger, the demon said, her voice dripping sarcasm. Also known as passion, I said quietly. Passion has overthrown tyrants and freed prisoners and slaves. Passion has brought justice where there was savagery. Passion has created freedom where there was nothing but fear. Passion has helped souls rise from the ashes of their horrible lives and build something better, stronger, more beautiful. Lashiel narrowed her eyes. In point of fact, I said quietly, that kind of thing really doesn't get done without passion. Anger is one of the things that can help build it, if it's controlled. If you really believed that, Lashiel said, you'd not be having any anger control issues. Because I'm perfect? I asked her and snorted. A lot of men go a lifetime without ever figuring out how to control anger. I've been doing it longer than some and better than some, but I don't kid myself that I'm a saint. I shrugged. A lot of things I see make me angry. It's one of the reasons I decided to spend my life doing something about it. Because you're so noble, she purred, which dripped even more sarcasm. At this rate, I was going to need a mop. Because I'd rather use that anger to smash the things that hurt people than let it use me, I said. Talk at my subconscious all you want, but I'd be careful about trying to feed my inner Hulk if I were you. You might end up making me that much better a person once I beat it down. Who knows? You might make me into a saint, or as close to one as I could get, anyway. The demon just stared at me. See, here's the thing, I said. I know me, and I just can't imagine you talking and talking to my evil twin like that without him ever saying anything back. I don't think you're the only one doing any influencing here. I don't think you're the same creature now that you were when you came. She let out a cold little laugh. Such arrogance. Do you think you could change the eternal mortal? I was brought to life by the word of the Almighty himself, for a purpose so complex and fundamental that you could not begin to comprehend it. You are nothing, mortal. You are a flickering spark. You will be here and be gone. And in the eons that come after, when your very kind have dwindled and perished, you will be but one of uncounted legions of those whom I have seduced and destroyed. Her eyes narrowed. You cannot change me. I nodded agreeably. You're right. I can't change Lashiel, but I couldn't prevent Lashiel from walking out of the room either. I eyed her hard and lowered my voice. Lady, you ain't Lashiel. I couldn't be sure, but I thought I could see the darkened form's shoulders flinch. You're an image of her, I continued. A copy, a footprint. But you've got to be at least as mutable as the material the impression was made upon. As mutable as me. And hey, I've got newfound anger issues. What have you got that's new? You are delusional, she said. Her voice was very quiet. I disagree. After all, if you have managed to change me, even if it doesn't mean I'm suddenly going to turn into Ted Bundy, then it seems to me that you'd be at least as vulnerable. In fact, the way that sort of thing works, you'd pretty much have to have changed yourself to do what you've done to me. It will vanish when I am taken back into my whole self, imprisoned within the coin, Lashiel said. You, the you who is talking to me right now, will be gone. In other words, I said, you'll die. A somewhat startled silence followed.